Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so that perhaps you can find your way through the minefield that exists, particularly if you're going to do some job interviews with international companies, or indeed if you just want to have better conversations when you travel abroad or with your friends and colleagues. So we'll help you with the grammar, pronunciation, phrasal verbs, expressions, everything connected with English. And of course, as always, at the end of this particular podcast, I'm going to give you my contact details. And if you want to give those to somebody else who you think will benefit from this, well, please do. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, in this particular podcast, we're going to look at something really interesting because everybody likes to talk about this. Everybody likes secrets and everybody likes a little bit of gossip. So we're going to look at idioms about secrets and gossip. Okay, so people like secrets, they like to share them with someone, even though they are secret, they feel they have to share them, and gossip is something we have in the office, in the bar, in the football club, or tennis club, wherever we happen to be. So, as always, I'm going to go through these one by one, so I'll give them to you, then I'll give you some examples, and hopefully you'll be able to use them in your English going forward. So, here they are. My lips are sealed. To dish the dirt, to keep something under your hat, to sweep something under the rug or under the carpet. On the sly, a little bird told me, to spill the beans, to be a fly on the wall, to cover your tracks, and then finally to bite your tongue. Okay, so we're going to go through them and hopefully I'll be able to give you an explanation, an example, and then you'll be able to practice. Okay, so first one, my lips are sealed. Well, of course, when our lips are sealed, like anything that is sealed, it's tight shut. Yeah, so as if you've put some glue between your lips so you're not able to speak. So when we tell somebody, my lips are sealed, of course, we want to hear all the juicy bits of the gossip or the particular secret, what the person has done or what they have seen or what they've heard. But we say, oh yeah, you can tell me, but my lips are sealed. I won't tell a soul, I promise. Cross my heart. And we make a little sign of a cross on our heart. So my lips are sealed. And of course, as soon as you find out the information, you run home and you tell your wife or your partner, and you've broken the promise already. So my lips are sealed. To dish the dirt. Well, when we talk about dishing, for example, when we are serving a meal, the food in which we serve the meal can be a dish, or the dish itself, you know, beef or pasta, that is just a name for the part of the menu, the dish, okay? And then when we actually serve the food, so take it out of the pan and put it on individual plates, this is to dish, so to serve. So to dish the dirt means to tell the details to somebody. So what would happen is you come into the tennis club or into the bar, you're meeting your friends, and they say where you've been. You say, oh, I've just met with John, and he had really lots of interesting things to tell me, you know, about what's happening in his life and his office. And somebody says, oh, come on, dish the dirt, meaning tell us all the juicy bits, all the gossip that you have. You know, we're here, we're all ears, we're waiting and we're listening and we're hoping to hear something really interesting. Okay, so when somebody dishes the dirt, they give all the information, all the gory details, so that everybody can get a bit of titillation or entertainment. Okay, so to dish the dirt means to serve up all the information that you have so that those around you can listen to it. Dish the dirt. Okay, next, to keep something under your hat. Well, of course, when you put something under your hat, literally, it means nobody can see it or it's hidden from view. And, you know, many, many films that I've watched, some of them can be quite funny. Somebody wants to keep a ticket or a photograph or something important away from anybody's view. They used to put it in a hat that they wore. And, of course, in the old days of the 1950s and 60s and even 70s, people used to wear hats on quite a regular basis. They would have been part of their day-to-day attire. But today people don't really wear hats anymore, but we still use this expression. So if there's something you don't want somebody to hear, or there's something you don't want somebody to see in particular, you keep it under your hat. So when we use this expression, we might say to a friend, okay, look, I'm going to tell you something, but it's really, really important. If anybody hears about it, I'll get into trouble. So you have to keep it under your hat. So promise me you'll keep it to yourself. Of course, I won't tell a soul. So when we ask somebody to keep something under their hat, we are giving them a secret. We're sharing some information with them, but we don't want anybody else to hear it. So please keep it under your hat. Next, to sweep something under the carpet. Well, when we use this expression, we want to mostly forget about it, okay? Or we know it's a problem, but we're not going to deal with it, okay? So when something is swept under the carpet, it is a problem, but to solve the problem might be embarrassing, or it might cost us money or reputational damage. So what we do is we sweep it under the carpet, hoping that nobody will notice, hoping that nobody will ask any questions, and it will disappear. Okay, so the expression comes from the fact that when people are hoovering or vacuuming their homes, they rarely pick up a rug or a carpet and sweep under it. So there's always a lot of dirt hidden under the carpet, and you'd be surprised when you lift it up how much dust and dirt is there. So when we sweep something under the carpet, we put it there out of view so nobody will see it. Or, as I said, if there's a particular problem, then it's kept under the carpet and hopefully it's not big enough for somebody to trip or fall over. Okay, so let's give a situation where in a company there's a little bit of a problem over some complaint by a member of staff against another member of staff. And it comes to the attention of the manager, but he doesn't want to really deal with it, because if he does, it might raise other questions, perhaps about his performance or about how he handles or manages people. So what he just tells the two staff members to leave it with him and he will deal with it later on. But in effect, he never does. He sweeps it under the carpet and he just forgets about it. Okay, so to sweep something under the carpet is to know it's there, know it's a problem, but something you really don't want to or cannot deal with, and you prefer that it's out of view, hidden, and will just be forgotten about. Okay, next, on the sly. When somebody is sly, we often use the expression sly as a fox, because foxes are very sly about how they slink around the streets looking for food. They're late at night or early in the morning when nobody will see them. And they're always stopping and looking around to see if there's anybody around. And then they will sneak into a garden or into a bin and take some food if it's there to be taken. So sly as a fox. So when we do something on the sly, we try to do it without anybody knowing about it. So we try to do it secretly so we're not spotted. There's nobody watching. And therefore, we are out of sight. Okay, so on the sly means to do something that nobody will see, nobody will spot, nobody will notice that it is you. So, for example, if you're at a party and there's a lot of free food on the table, and you see something like nice bottles of whiskey or champagne, on the sly, without anybody noticing it, you might put one into your bag to take home later on. Okay, it's free, so nobody's got a problem about it, but just you don't want to be seen walking out of the room with a bottle of champagne in your hand, so you, on the sly, slip it into your bag and you can enjoy it later on. Okay, or you might go into your office and close the door and put your feet up and have a little sleep for an hour, hoping nobody will disturb you on the sly. Okay, so on the sly meaning without anybody recognizing what you're doing, without anybody seeing what you're doing, or without anybody knowing what you're doing, on the sly. Next, a little bird told me. Well, this is a very old expression, and little birds that fly onto our window ledges or window boxes for feed make little sounds, little chirpy noises, so very quiet and very peaceful. So we use this expression, a little bird told me, when we've heard a rumor or we've heard some gossip. We might know the source of it or we might not. We might know it, but we go to the person concerned and they say, how's that new girlfriend of yours? New girlfriend, who told you? Ah, a little bird told me. Or you say, I hear you're going to get that promotion. You're going to become the new manager. Who told you? That's a secret. Ah, a little bird told me. So these are references to rumors or gossip or secrets that are not really secret because lots of people are talking about it. And when you hear about it, you're able to tell the person concerned that a little bird told me your secret. A little bird told me that you're going to do this. A little bird told me that you're going to do that. Or, you know, your friend's partner, you meet them for coffee and you say, oh, I hear you've got some news. You're going to have a baby. And they look at you and say, oh, how did you know? Oh, a little bird told me. So when we hear a secret, we hear a bit of gossip and we have the information, we can confront or talk to the people concerned and tell them that we know. Why? Because a little bird told you. Okay, next, to spill the beans. Well, you'll know that if you've picked up a can of beans or a can of peas or something like that, and if you accidentally knock it over, they go everywhere. So when you spill the beans, they're all out and it's impossible to get them back into the tin or into the jar or into the bottle without a lot of effort. Okay, so to spill the beans is something that means everybody will hear about it or all the information will come out. Okay, so if you have a secret or if you've heard something that's secret or you've got some gossip, you might be in a situation where you really, really want to tell somebody else about it. Okay, so you sit down with your friends and they say, come on, come on, spill the beans, tell us what's happened. So, you know, they encourage you or they cajole you or they intimidate you into telling them exactly what you have heard. So when you spill the beans, everything comes out, all the information. Okay. Or perhaps you've had a new girlfriend or boyfriend for several weeks or months and you haven't met up with your friends and they want to hear all the gossip. So when you're sitting down with them, they say, okay, come on, spill the beans. How's the new romance? How's it going? What's happening? What's she like? What's he like? Yeah, okay, so you spill the beans. You give them all the details, okay? Next. To be a fly on the wall. Well, in any room, particularly in summertime, you might hear the buzz, buzz, buzz of a fly, and you're trying to find out where the fly is, and he's either sitting on the ceiling above your head or on the wall somewhere, but it's not so easy to spot. So when we say that we would like to be a fly on the wall, we would like to be in a room where something important is happening, some important negotiations or discussions or perhaps even a row, and you know you don't have any access to that room, but you say to your friends or your colleagues, oh, I'd give anything, absolutely anything, to be a fly on the wall at that meeting, meaning that you would be able to eavesdrop or hear the conversations without anybody knowing that you're there. So there might be big discussion between the two senior bosses as to what's going to happen in the office. There might be a row between two of your friends, supposedly in private, but you can hear raised voices, but you're not quite sure what is happening. And you say, I'd give anything to be a fly on the wall in that office or in that room to hear exactly what happened. Because when you hear it next, you probably won't get the full story. You won't hear everything that was said, but if you were the fly on the wall, you'd hear and see everything. Okay, so to be a fly on the wall is to be a pair of ears in a room where you would have full access to everything that's said and nothing would be a secret. Okay, next, to cover your tracks. Well, the tracks are the things that we leave if we walk on sand, we'll leave our foot tracks. If you cycle a bike in the woods through some wet land, you leave a bicycle track, or the car driving on dirty road will leave the tracks of the car tires. Okay, so people will know that somebody walked that way, people will know somebody cycled that way, and people will know that somebody has driven their car that way. So if you don't want somebody to see what you've done or where you've been, you try to cover your tracks. So literally, you cover the tracks of the sand, you wipe out the footprints, you cover the tracks of on the bicycle, you wipe out the bicycle tracks, and so on. Okay, so once you cover your tracks, nobody will know that you have been there. So in a metaphorical way, it's exactly the same. If you don't want somebody to know that you have found out some information, well, then you try to cover your tracks so that you don't let on or you don't let drop the fact that you know what is happening, but you keep it to yourself. Or you might delete a few emails that would indicate that you know what's happening, or you might delete some text messages or on WhatsApp, whatever it might be. You will cover your tracks. You will stop the email trail, you will stop the text message trail, or you will delete it so that nobody will be able to see from your handset or from your laptop that you in fact have information that perhaps you shouldn't have, or you're asking questions perhaps that you shouldn't have asked, and therefore you have covered your tracks. Okay? Or perhaps you want to go away for a quiet weekend with your partner and you don't want your friends to know about it, because it could be a new romance. Okay, so you just tell your friends that you're going away for a few days on a business trip. Okay, and in fact you're going away for a nice quiet time with your new partner. So you cover your tracks by perhaps leaving a message on your laptop: sorry, I'm away for a few days, I will contact you on my return. So if anybody tries to see or to contact you via email, they get an automatic response. Or you might switch off your mobile phone for the couple of days so that nobody can text you or WhatsApp you or phone you, so they won't know where you are. Or indeed, you might even leave your mobile phone behind you so that you can't even have the opportunity to use it. So this is all about covering your tracks, to wipe out any sign that you've been somewhere or you've gone somewhere, so that you don't have to perhaps admit that something has happened. Okay, and then finally, to bite your tongue. Well, to bite your tongue is quite painful, as you might have experienced before. If you've bitten down on something quite quickly and instead of biting the apple, you bite your tongue, or you fall and you bang your head and you bite your tongue. So it can be quite painful. But if you don't want to disclose some information that has been given to you, or you don't want to say anything about some gossip that you've heard, and you don't want to break a promise about a secret, you bite your tongue, and it's very hard not to talk about it. So no, you just refused to say. So your friends keep saying, come on, you must know something, you must know what's happening. No, I made a promise, I can't, I really can't. If I tell you, then the person will never trust me again. Please don't ask. So you're biting your tongue. You would like to tell them, but you want to keep your promise. So you bite down hard on your tongue to prevent yourself from talking. Okay? All right, so these are idioms about secrets and gossip. I'll give them to you one more time. My lips are sealed, to dish the dirt, to keep something under your hat, to sweep something under the rug or the carpet, usually under the carpet, do something on the sly without anybody noticing, a little bird, tweet tweet, a little bird told me, to spill the beans where they go all over the place, to be a fly on the wall, bzz, to cover your tracks, and finally, to bite your tongue. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed that particular podcast. And if you want to contact me, well, of course, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very happy to hear from you. And if you or anybody you know, family or friends, want one-to-one lessons, well, please give me a shout and I'll be able to help you. We've got lots of teachers that can give you lessons, help you with interview preparation, whatever it is that you think you need in your English, we are there to help. Okay, as always, I appreciate you listening to me, and I'll join you again very soon.